Thanks for having me, Megan. I'm really thrilled to be virtually with anyone who's on the call. My name is Lydia Snyder. I'm a social worker and a yoga and meditation instructor. I typically work with trauma survivors, but today I'm offering a general guided meditation designed to really allow folks a chance to possibly restore and relax this afternoon. Meditation is an interesting topic, and I think there's lots of myths that surround it. So I just wanted to mention a couple things that there are many different types of meditation, which is wonderful because there are lots of different types of people. Some meditation practices are secular, others are related to a faith base. Some involve guided imagery, some involve sound, some involve the repetition of a mantra. So lots of different ways of exploring meditation. And one of the myths that I'd like to toss out before we get started is this notion of not having any thoughts, as if there were a switch in our minds that we could kind of turn on and off like the lights. And that may seem attractive, but it's not very realistic. We are lucky to have evolved brains that allow us to interact with the world, that we can engage with others, we can consider things, we can bring in information through our senses, and our minds are really active. Our brains are usually busy with things that are happening outside of us. So meditation gives us a chance to bring that awareness closer into ourselves, to kind of move inward a little bit. So rather than thinking about meditation as not having thoughts, you might think of it as allowing your mind to become more elastic so that when you notice a thought, you're able to notice it and let it pass. And oftentimes there's this image of thoughts coming up like clouds, and you see them and then you watch them move away. So our brains and our minds work together to allow our bodies to arrive and support homeostasis, where we have the greatest effect with the least amount of energy. And one of the things that's important in that is our breath. So today's meditation is going to offer you a chance to use your own breath as a resting place for your mind. And since we're always breathing, we always have that access to our breath. So chances are, whether you're a seasoned meditator or this is brand new to you, you will have thoughts that arise. And I just want to make sure folks know that that's completely normal. And if it's possible, this meditation might allow you to loosen that grip that those thoughts have on you. So to get started, you want to get your setup, finding a seat that's comfortable and supportive for you. And oftentimes you see an image of someone sitting in a lotus posture with their heels crossed up on their hip bones, which is not realistic for most people. So the invitation here is to sit in a way where your spine is erect and you're sitting up as tall as your body allows, but you're also supported. So you might be resting your back against the chair. And you want to be sure that your feet are firmly on the ground. So if you're a shorter person, you might want to put a book or something underneath your feet. And you might be tall enough where that's not even an issue. Another choice you have is to keep your eyes opened or closed, remembering it's about your own personal comfort. So sitting in a way that is both upright, but yet relaxed. Finding your own seat. Beginning to notice your surroundings. Maybe noticing the temperature of the room that you're in. Maybe noticing some sounds in the distance. And then you're welcome to bring your awareness in closer to your own body, as you sense the space around you. Be aware of how you hold your body. And to whatever degree you're able, soften the way that you hold yourself and allow the chair to hold you. Let your body become as still as possible, relaxing your mental effort. And you're invited to sense the movement of your breathing, to be aware of the sensations of your inhalation and exhalation, to be aware of the feelings of filling and emptying, to notice a feeling of nourishing and cleansing, and to be aware of sensations of restoring and releasing. Soften your resistance to your own breathing, which for some people might mean softening the abdomen. Maybe relaxing your belly, letting your belly become loose. And as you soften your belly, you might find that it expands as you inhale and it retreats as you exhale. You're also welcome to become aware of the muscles of your chest and your rib cage, letting them become soft. And as you soften through the rib cage and the chest, you might notice that there's more movement in your abdomen and less movement in the chest. As your inhale comes to an end, simply relax and exhale. And at the end of your exhalation, you're welcome to relax and inhale. Let each breath flow into the next by relaxing into the transition. Your breath begins to flow in a smooth, steady pattern, an unbroken stream. And you might sense that you are not the breather, but that your body breathes. And you're welcome to be a witness to your own breath as you allow your body to breathe. Breathing at a pace that's just right for you. Not too fast, not too slow. Your breathing matches your metabolic needs and it flows without effort. As you notice your breath, you're welcome to gently begin to shape the breath, possibly making it smooth and even as you inhale and exhale. A deep, continuous breath that has no sound and no pause. And as you continue to feel your own breathing, you might relax your mind. And likewise, you might extend an invitation for relaxation all throughout your body. Let your awareness rest on the touch of your breath, whether it's at your nostrils or your lips. Feel your inhale, feel your exhale as they enter and exit your body. We'll be moving through a guided breath awareness, traveling throughout the body, just knowing for yourselves that there's an area that causes you any type of anxiety, you're welcome to bypass that. Remembering that your breath is sustaining your body. You might bring your awareness to the very top or the crown of your head as you inhale, drawing up. And as you exhale, let that breath sweep to the soles of your feet. On your next inhale, you're welcome to bring your awareness to the center of your forehead. And as you exhale, let it move down to the soles of the feet. Possibly on your next inhale, bring your awareness to your jaw, relaxing any gripping or tension that might be there. Exhaling down. Inhaling with awareness to the base of your throat and exhaling to the soles of your feet. Considering your inhale at your shoulders, maybe loosening up tension that resides there and exhaling down to the soles of your feet. Inhaling, noticing your upper arms, exhaling down. Inhaling to your lower arms, the palms of your hands included, and exhaling down to the soles of your feet. Bringing your awareness to your upper chest and letting that awareness move as you exhale down. Breathing into the area of your abdomen, loosening if possible, and exhaling down. Inhaling, bringing your awareness to your hips and your seat, releasing any gripping that you might notice. Being aware of your upper and lower legs, and inhaling down to the soles of your feet. As you continue to breathe, you sense that your entire body is breathing. And you are the observer of this breath. You're welcome to relax your body, your breathing, and your mind. And for several inhales and exhales, you might rest your awareness on your own inhale and exhale, following your breath as it enters and exits your body, knowing that each breath offers that new, fresh resting place for your mind. And if your mind gets distracted and busy and starts to jump around, you can gently invite it back because your breath is there waiting for you to rest your mind as an observer. Inhaling and exhaling at your own pace. Allowing the breath to move as freely as possible, inviting a sense of ease to your body and a sense of restoration and relaxation to your mind. Always returning to the breath at any time. As you're ready to transition from this brief meditation, you might bring a little movement to the tips of your toes. Notice the soles of your feet. Maybe bring some movement to the fingertips. And if your eyes have been closed or downcast, you might lift your gaze or open your eyes. And welcome yourself back into the space where you are, with the possibility of having a bit more ease for the rest of your afternoon. Thank you so much for your time and attention. I hope you all have a nice weekend. Thank you.